Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast challenge edition. You guys know I, of course, had to cover the big Challenge All-Stars finale. I know last week we talked about part one, but this week we are breaking down the finale with someone that the only person we really could break it down with. So I'm going to give you a little spoiler warning right now, because if you have not watched and you don't know who wins or what happens, you're going to want to hit pause and come back and revisit this after you watched the finale. That is your final spoiler warning, because my next guest is the winner of the first season of the Challenge All-Stars. Yes, Duffy first joined the Challenge 21 years ago. After appearing on Road Rules Semester at Sea, he starred on Challenge 2000. So he obviously made his big return. This was his first challenge since 2003 when he was on Battle of the Sexes. So without further ado, here is my interview with the Challenge All-Stars winner, Yes Duffy. I want to start off by saying congratulations. I'm so excited.
Thank you. I am too. This is just wonderful to be able to shout to the mountaintops that we took this one. We got this one. $500 million. Did it.
That's a lot of money. That's so exciting. I mean, that's life-changing for sure. I want to kind of go back a little bit to the beginning of when you joined, and obviously you hadn't competed in quite some time. So were you hesitant to come back? Were you excited? How did that kind of come about?
I was excited to come back. Mark had DM'd me and out of the blue after 18 years. And I said, are you interested? Yes, I'm interested. Does that mean I can do it? Whole different story.
Right.
Am I mentally capable? Am I physically capable? I don't know. I knew I had a little time to prep. So I got to, that's what I did. I did as much prep as I could. I didn't know if it was going to be real or not, but to be ready, that was key.
What kind of prep were you doing? Like physically, were you working out, or was it more like preparing yourself mentally?
Well, there's two things. Or maybe even three. I saw it as there's a physical prep, which was like, oh my God, I'm 42. How do I do this and not go like break a leg off or an arm off and or die? And so must get like mobility back, physical strength back. That I can do. I got the old wrestling regiment from when I was on the wrestling team and just dug that up and went in the garage at night. Then the social game, really, I was like, do I have any? I just sort of threw that out the window. I don't have it. I can't compete on that. So I let that go. The mental game though was key. I knew that the challenges are full of uncertainty. And I think that's also where I thrive. I'm happy not knowing what's going to happen next and figure out what we're going to do and try the plan B, plan C, plan D. That's a comfort zone of mine. So that was key.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk a little about your social game, because you'd say, like you just said, the social game for you, you kind of don't really pay attention to it, and it obviously works. Who were you kind of like communicating with during the house? Because we didn't really see that much of you, like, you know, yeah, politicking or however people
right.
say it now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, obviously, I don't know. The social game to me is just not a game. I don't play games with people. I don't play games like lying or thinking about some extra thing behind what's going to happen and really say something different. Like, I'm so bad at that. If I'm going to lie, you know, you can tell I'm lying. It's horrible. That's just horrible. And so what was it? It was about building relationships with people and building friendships with people. And really my big challenge was, and I discussed it with my wife before I left, and she gave me a lot of confidence, but she said, look, man, it's been a long time. You've come a long way. Show up and be the best yes you could ever be. And what is that? And I just said, I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to be brutally honest and open to meet new people, open to learn new things, open to support other people, support them winning. I mean, I would love it. I talked to Anissa and said, Anissa, I would love, let's get you this belt. I would love to see you take the championship. That was one of the first things I said to her when I talked to her. So I really felt that I needed to just show up and be the best, honest, open friend, person, supporter I could be. That's me. I got to show up and shine. And I hope that it resonated with others, because it may not. And I just get sent home in a day. Could have happened, fully prepared. But that didn't. And it's because I think a lot of the other folks in the house also came to bring their real selves to the game.
Yeah, that seemed why it seemed a little bit different than the challenges we've been seeing over the past couple of years, because everyone did seem a little more genuine, a little more ready to just want to play and have a good time and be all spend time together, which was kind of a relief to see as a viewer. I wanted to ask you if you were hesitant at all. Were you worried at all about going back into that environment? Because it is such a different environment, especially when you're an adult versus when you're in your 20s.
I was completely worried. I didn't know a lot of them they knew each other. They were roommates and stuff for like many years. I didn't know many people. So I was so worried. I was underprepared in so many ways. I tried to do my homework and learn who's winning what and did what. And just so I could like get in the conversation with people. So yes, totally worried. Yes.
Who did you connect with in the house? Like, who did you form friendships with?
I think almost everybody. I just had to learn about a lot of people. You know, Darrell was quick. We're fast friends. He's from the Bay. I'm from the Bay. We got all the stuff in common. Same age. Both got two kids. And he was just an ally from the start. That dude's got so much experience, too. So that was really cool. Connected with Anissa right away. I think she is just a true professional and competitor. And when it comes to knowing the ropes, what a great ally to have as someone I can trust. I got to know everybody. It was really like a hi, yes, nice to meet you. You know, I just was like, I'm going to just be out there, put myself out there. And even if it's naturally, a lot of times I'm slow to warm up to people. I chill or let people come up to me. I'm shy. I was like, I can't do that this time. I'm showing up. I got to go and literally be that weird guy. Like, hi, I'm yes. How are you? What challenge were you on?
That's not weird. No. I think that's also the kindness that comes out that people aren't really used to in the challenge world, especially kind of the newer people. I mean, obviously, Jemmy and Jonna are they're the younger generation of the All-Stars. So I think that it's probably a little bit shocking to them that a lot of the people that have been doing it for a longer time have that kind of respect for each other at this point. That comes through.
I recognize that. I saw that. And we discussed it a lot. You know, obviously there's a lot. We spend a lot of time together, driving to every challenge. We don't know if we're going to be driving for 15 minutes or 4 hours. You just don't know. But we have, I think, who you sit next to and who you sit around on the bus really matters.
Yeah,
obviously,
definitely.
Just as much as who your roommate is as well. And so we built a lot of bonds that way. And even it's just like listening to Katie talk about being a mom and her kids, I mean, her daughter and all this, just, it was cool. So cool to hear.
Yeah, for sure. What was the most difficult part for you? I assume the physical was not the most difficult from what we saw, but was it the social game? Was that the hardest part?
Yeah, it was the hardest. Yes, definitely the hardest part was knowing that I had no social capital in the game, you know, that I knew even during quarantine. So 10 days of quarantine, everybody's, you know, building their alliances. You know, I was like, I gotta call somebody. I was like, I've been in here doing yoga and push-ups and stuff. Let me like call somebody. I call Cyrus, like, yo, what's going on? He's like, hey man, people are building alliances right now, man. You got a crew you're rolling with? And I was like, no.
You're like, you're it. This is why I'm calling.
No, what else do you know? He's like, I just know some things. I'm like, man, all right, so this is how it's going. I knew that that's just not my game. I started from scratch in a lot of ways. I enjoyed that. And I think others did too.
Definitely. Let's talk about the finale, because obviously it was 2 days. It was a lot of exhausting things went down. Was it tougher than you were expecting, or was it kind of what you were mentally preparing yourself for?
I mean, it's weird because by this point we have been mentally prepared for anything that can happen. Every day we're like, oh, another challenge coming. What's going to happen? We never know. What's the elimination going to be? So we're ready for this sort of mystery of events. That said, we're also ground down. We're tired. You know, it's been, I know this isn't the 9-week regular season of the challenge, but like, we're tired from the grind of it all too. And we're all injured in different ways. Everyone's got their bandages under their clothes and the limp, trying to hide of their limp, you know, I mean, we're all beat up. So yes, it was hard. It was totally hard. It was, yeah. It's the surprises, I think, that make it the most hard, even the shifting gears, because if I knew how long any segment was, you pace yourself and then you're fine. But if you actually don't know if you're going to be jogging, running up a mountain with a log for the entire day, you would go differently. So your mind is constantly shifting gears. And that's definitely just taxing alone. That's unlike any other sport. There's no other sports where you don't know how long it's going to last or what's coming next. So to me, that's by far the hardest part.
Which leg of the final was the toughest?
The part that, and this wasn't shown, the part that broke my spirit was the chili pepper eating. Darrell had just passed me with Kellyanne and he started carrying her and he's having trouble. He's just like, I saw his face and it's just his face covered. It's gross, right? I was so dizzy. I had a hard time walking like he did. I had a hard time even like standing up straight. And Anissa was like, we got this. Come on, let's go. We got this. And I was just like, whoa. It's hard. Those world's hottest chili peppers really can make the world go blurry. No matter how much.
Everyone so intensely. Like, it doesn't matter how much you work out. It doesn't matter what you do. Like, they're going to hit you.
Totally. And some people like throw up and stuff, and it can be, maybe that helps a little bit. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Depends what you ate. It's all that. But yeah, I was like seeing just all blur. I was like, oh my God, I might wind up just on my back for a little while. Yeah.
Darrell Anissa was a good partner for that.
Yeah. Oh, well, she was great. She's like, we got this. We got this. And then, there were times too, when I was pulling her and I'm pulling her a bunch and, I'm like, you got this, Anissa, come on, we can do it. And then she'd be back there going, I know I got this. You don't have to tell me. I was like, that's just, she's great. She's so good.
I love that. She's so good. I kind of assume that you guys knew, were you calculating all the points in your head? So by the time you got to the top, you knew you had won, or did you not know until TJ had said it?
I mean, I don't know. Eating those hot peppers kind of wipes your brain clean for a minute and you forget who's got what points, and what the hell happened. No, we were trying to, I knew that Janet, we were in disagreement over who is in like a 1-point lead, but we knew that, By the end, it was like Jane, Darrell, me. But we can talk. I can talk about the whole show now, right?
Yeah.
Well, so then they told us that they made a double points to get to the top. Right. So then it puts everybody in the game. Everybody's still in the game.
Right. So it really came down to that end.
I wasn't really counting points at all. And I wasn't strategizing on like, oh, can I work with somebody to get more or less points so that, you know, it was none of that. I just was like, let's go. I'm going. I don't even look back. Don't ever look back.
No.
Just go.
How did your family react? Because on the finale, we hear you talking about kind of envisioning coming home and telling your family. So wasn't that everything that you
I went imagined? Home and they went nuts. They were just happy to see that Dad was home. I hadn't seen them for so long. You know, it had been 9 years and I had never left them for more than 4 days. I had probably left them for a total of less than 10 days in over 9 years.
Wow.
So they were happy. The kids were happy to have Dad home and I was happy to see them. And so that was really special. And my wife, of course, she was happy to have me home. We're a good team. We're like a high functioning team. So when we're apart, it's hard. Yeah. And so, we're stoked. Now the kids don't know if I won or not yet.
Oh, okay. So you didn't tell them when you got home.
Fourth grade, and they will tell the entire school. So
you guys will watch together?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Nice. That's so exciting. Would you want to do more seasons, or do you think you're good now?
I'm game. You know, I think of this, I feel a bit like a rookie. You know, I feel in a lot of ways like I'm new. I got a lot to bring. I got a lot to share. I got a lot to learn. And, you know, this was 22 competitors, but I know there's over 100 out there, some of these old school folks. And so to run with some of these other old school folks teamed up against them, whatever, I got it in me. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Mark's always thinking ahead the next step. Yeah. You know, he talks about, oh, we'll do an OG Super Bowl versus the new cats, old school, new school. He gets all excited. I'm excited, too. I mean, this is just great. We got so many people dedicated to this. I'd love to see him in any setting, whether yeah. it's, I mean, whether it's the arena or whether it's teamed up. Mm-hmm. I think I got more gas in the tank. So
who do you think was the biggest competitor during the season for you?
Mentally speaking, Jahna. I knew that she came to play, and not in some, oh, I'm going to find out weaknesses and exploit them sort of way, but in the opposite, which is like when the going gets tough, Jahna ain't messing around. She is there to win. And I know, I mean, she had to leave her family. Similar to me, it's like she left her family. And just to make that major sacrifice, you better make it worth it. Mm-hmm. And she had that look. And she would look at me and be like, oh, we would be talking. And I'd be like, I know you can win this, Jahna. I know I could see you winning this. I just think you got it. And she's like, I know. She's like, I know I could beat you. And it was like no hesitation. Like, and we had like just met. So she's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like also she had a baby 7 months before. You have to be some sort of superhero to be able to do that. So
yeah, she's run marathons, man. You're a woman, you grow babies and you birth babies. I mean, those are multi-level marathons of life.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I can't contend with that.
Who from the Road Rules or Real World family would you want to see on a future challenge?
I got old, you know, I have old memories from the way things were. Those are the people I remember most. I wrestled David from Real World Boston. Timmy voted me out. Emily voted me out with mm-hmm. Timmy. You know, there's some old stuff. Veronica's, we were always a good teammate way back in the day. We were good teammates. And of course the newer folks too, any of these, you know, CT and others, that Leroy and folks that are out there now, I would love to run with any of them and see how we put it down.
Yeah.
Any
absolutely.
Of them.
Absolutely.
Any of them.
Last but not least, what is your plans for the money? Are you going to do something exciting?
Well, it is exciting anyway.
No matter what. Yes, of course.
First of all, but some fun, some seriousness. You know, first, I think I'm going to take care of the folks who have helped me get here, from childcare to the family and friends, you know, friends that need support right now. But second, as an architect and an activist throughout my career, I've started and worked for a number of nonprofits that are aimed at fighting for social justice through affordable housing, through designing affordable housing. And I think of this $500,000 really as like a grant to accelerate the social impact of our work. And, you know, hopefully we can put a big dent in this whole housing affordability madness that we're all facing. Mm-hmm. That's really the goal. And so I'm thankful for this really as a boost for that. You know, I mean, in 2020, there were over 500,000 people that experienced homelessness in the United States. It's a big deal. I think we can attack it and almost try to solve it within my lifetime. I've dedicated my whole career to it. Mm-hmm. So this is really a boost for that. I see it as that. I see it as a way to leverage that social justice through design work that I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm just excited.
That's amazing. And I also want to give you a shout out before we go about your the post that you recently shared on Instagram about a note that you kind of written to yourself before the final, which is so nice to see that how important mental health is and kind of connecting with yourself before you take on something like that. So I wanted to see, is that something you kind of did throughout and that you've done throughout your life, that kind of those mental reminders for yourself?
Totally. I think those mental reminders have really helped. Trying to stay positive and thinking about people that inspire me and just trying to live up to some of those things that I believe in. Obviously, it is hard and we do things that are not always the most ideal and that's life is like that. But Yeah, I have that little notebook that I just, I don't know, writing is a form of processing for me. And I've got a bunch of things. And I wrote, thing is, in the challenge, I had to just scribble it real quick. I didn't want to be seen as like the guy who's like writing in his notebook and strategizing, you know, all that. So I was like chicken scratching. Oh, I got this idea. Come on. Yes, you can do it, man. You can do it. Mm-hmm. Do it for the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, thank you so much for joining. I hope we see you back on the show very soon.
Well, thank you. Thanks for all your work and all your coverage. And I really appreciate the support.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Watch With Us Challenge Edition. Of course, now the season of All-Stars is over, but of course, there's so much more challenge content coming. We know that there is another season on the way soon, but between that, we'll be doing some more interviews. So make sure to reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta and let me know who you want to hear from. Who do you want me to break down some of the past seasons with? Or maybe even an expert in the topic, if you want me to bring them on and we can talk a little bit about the behind the scenes stuff of the challenge, just let me know. Also, if you're loving the podcast, please rate us on iTunes and leave us a review. It really helps out, so that would be greatly appreciated. As always, guys, stay safe, stay indoors, and I will chat with you next week.